Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, I'm Keaton. Ever wonder how someone can steal your heritage while convincing everyone they're doing you a favor? Before I continue, please like and subscribe. There's something magical about spending evenings in my garage with my grandfather's 1967 Chevy C10. The familiar scent of aged leather mixed with the gentle purr of that engine he loved so much. It's like having a piece of him still here with me. I've spent the last 2 years carefully restoring every inch of this beauty, the same way he taught me, with patience, dedication, and heart. Life's been good lately. My work at the Marine Research Center has been incredibly rewarding. We're making real progress in coral reef restoration. Today, we'd successfully transplanted a new section of coral that showed promising growth rates. Adrian, my research colleague and best friend since college, had been teasing me about my proud papa expression while monitoring the coral's progress. "You get that same look when you talk about your grandfather's truck," he'd said during lunch break, tossing a wadded-up napkin at my head.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Like you're watching your kid take their first steps. I was still smiling about that comment when my phone rang on my drive home. "Keaton!" My dad Gregory's voice carried that special kind of excitement he gets when he's about to share big news. "You'll never guess who's back in town. Derek's home. My cousin Derek. Now there's a name I hadn't heard in a while. Florida didn't work out?" "Well, you know how these things go," Dad said warmly. "But he's got some great new ideas. He's actually sitting right here with me at the coffee shop. Want to join us?" I glanced at my watch. "Rain check? I've got some work waiting at home." Later that evening, Aunt Melissa called. Her voice bubbled with its usual enthusiasm.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
"Keaton, honey, isn't it wonderful about Derek? He's been telling us all about Florida. Such adventures. Though things got a bit complicated at the end." She paused briefly. "But you know your cousin, always landing on his feet." "I did know Derek. We grew up together, spent summers at our grandfather's place. He was always the one with big dreams and bigger schemes, while I preferred working with my hands and studying marine life. Uncle Patrick, Derek's dad, used to joke that we were like night and day, Derek the dreamer and me the doer. That night, as I worked in my garage, I thought about family and how life changes. Here I was, living my dream of marine conservation, while Derek was back home starting over. Grandfather always said family looks out for each other.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Blood runs deeper than water, he'd say, usually while teaching me about engines or showing me how to polish chrome to a mirror shine. I had no idea then how those words would come back to haunt me, or how quickly everything I thought I knew about family would change. The next few weeks brought changes so subtle, I almost missed them. Dad started missing our regular Sunday breakfasts, something we'd done since I started my career. Derek needed help looking at investment properties, he'd text, or showing Derek around the old neighborhood. It stung, if I'm being honest. Those breakfasts were our thing, our time to catch up and joke about everything from my latest coral rescue missions to Dad's endless home improvement projects. One evening, while updating my research logs at home, Dad surprised me with a visit, but something felt off about his smile. "You're doing so well for yourself, son," he said, walking around my living room with an unfamiliar restlessness. "The research center, your own house at 30. Derek was just saying how lucky you are." The way he said lucky made my coffee taste bitter. "Lucky? Dad, I worked through college, took extra shifts at the aquarium, and lived in a tiny studio for years to get here." Of course," he waved dismissively. "But Derek, he's had it rough. Did you know he lost everything in Florida? Bad business partners, he says." I thought about responding, but chose to sip my coffee instead. Grandfather always said silence sometimes speaks louder than words. The changes at family dinners were even more noticeable. Derek dominated every conversation with tales of his Florida ventures, each story painting him as the victim of circumstances. "If only I'd had the advantages some people have," he'd say, throwing subtle glances my way. Aunt Melissa hung on every word, her eyes glistening with sympathy. Even Uncle Patrick, who'd lost money in Derek's previous ventures, seemed to be softening. "Everyone deserves another chance," he said one night, while Derek nodded solemnly. I found myself spending more time at work, immersing myself in my coral restoration projects.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Adrian noticed my mood shift during our daily dives. "You're quieter than these reefs lately," he commented one day as we monitored our latest transplants. "Family stuff? Derek's got everyone wrapped around his finger again," I admitted, checking our oxygen levels. "It's like watching a show where you know the ending, but nobody else does." "Your dad's smart, Keaton. He'll see through it." But Dad wasn't seeing through anything. If anything, he was becoming Derek's biggest supporter. He started bringing up my advantages in every conversation, comparing my stable job with Derek's entrepreneurial spirit. The final straw came during a family barbecue. I overheard Dad showing Derek my grandfather's old workshop photos. "Keaton's doing well enough with his science career," Dad was saying. "But you remind me so much of Dad's business sense." My chest tightened. Those photos were special, moments captured of Grandpa teaching me about engines, about life. Now they were being used to paint me as some privileged kid who'd taken the easy road. I drove home that night with a heaviness in my heart I couldn't shake. The same stars that used to watch over Grandpa and me working on the truck now seemed to be watching a very different story unfold. I was at work, monitoring a particularly delicate coral transplant, when the call came. Adrian's face told me something was wrong before he even spoke. You need to get home. Now.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Racing back, I found Derek's truck parked in my driveway, right next to Dad's. My stomach dropped when I saw them in my garage, standing near Grandpa's truck. The garage door was wide open, like a mouth frozen mid-scream. "What's going on?" my voice echoed in the suddenly too small space. Dad turned, holding papers I recognized as the truck's title. His expression was a mix of righteousness and discomfort. "Now, Keaton, I know this might be hard to understand, but I've been thinking..."
"You've been thinking?"
Something cold crept into my voice. "Derek needs a fresh start, a way to build his business back up. This truck, it's just sitting here while you're off playing with fish." The world tilted sideways. "Playing with, Dad, I'm helping save endangered coral reefs. And that truck isn't just sitting here. I've spent 2 years restoring it. Grandpa and I..." "Grandpa would want it put to good use," Derek cut in, his voice dripping with fake sincerity. "I can use it for my new business venture. Make it really mean something." I stepped closer, noticing the signed title in Dad's hands. My throat went dry. "What did you do?"
"I signed it over to Derek."
Dad's words fell like stones. "You don't need it anyway. You've got your career, your house. Derek needs this chance." The garage spun around me. Every restored piece, every hour spent working alongside Grandpa's memory, every story he'd told me while teaching me about engines, it all flashed before my eyes. "You had no right," I whispered, then louder. "You had no right."
"I had every right," Dad shot back. "The title was in my name after your grandfather passed. You're doing fine without it. Derek."
"Derek?" I laughed, but it sounded wrong even to my ears. "Derek, who's failed at every business he's touched? Who convinced Uncle Patrick to invest in that restaurant that mysteriously burned down? That Derek?"
"Now that's unfair," Derek stepped forward, but stopped when he saw my expression. "Those weren't my fault, and unlike some people, I haven't had everything handed to me on a silver platter."
"Handed to me?" The rage built up like a wave. "I worked every summer with Grandpa on this truck, learned every inch of it, spent 2 years restoring it while building my career. And you think that was handed to me?"
"Keaton," Dad's voice held a warning. "You're being selfish. Your cousin..."
"My cousin is a con artist, and you're too blind to see it." The words exploded out of me. "Did you even read the original will? Did you check what Grandpa actually wanted?" A flicker of uncertainty crossed Dad's face, but Derek jumped in smoothly. "The title's signed. It's done. I'll pick up the truck tomorrow." He smiled, that same smile he'd used when convincing Uncle Patrick to invest. "Don't worry, I'll take good care of it." I stood there watching them leave, feeling like I was losing Grandpa all over again. But under the heartbreak, something else was building, something cold and certain. Because what they didn't know, what Dad had forgotten and Derek never bothered to check, was that Grandpa had always been careful with his paperwork. Very, very careful. That night, I pulled out the locked metal box Grandpa had given me before he passed. Inside was a document I'd never needed before. Until now. My hands trembled as I read the detailed conditions of inheritance he'd written, specifically about the truck. The next morning, Derek arrived with a flatbed tow truck. His smirk vanished when he saw Adrian standing beside me, holding a folder. "Morning, cousin," I said calmly. "Before you take Grandpa's truck, there's something you should see." Adrian, who'd spent all night helping me prepare, stepped forward. "As a legal witness, I'm required to inform you that this vehicle's inheritance carries specific binding conditions." He opened the folder. "The truck must remain with a family member actively involved in its restoration and maintenance. Any transfer requires documented proof of restoration knowledge and a signed statement of intent to preserve the vehicle's original condition."
Derek's face went from confused to pale. That's ridiculous. Greg signed. Dad signed what he thought was his to sign, I cut in. But Grandpa's will supersedes that. He knew exactly what might happen, Derek. He'd seen your pattern before. Just then, Uncle Patrick's car pulled up, followed by Dad's. They'd been summoned by Derek's panicked calls. But they weren't alone. Aunt Melissa stepped out too, holding a familiar-looking document. I found this in Derek's briefcase, her voice shook with anger. It's a contract to sell the truck to a collector, for 3 times its value. She turned to Derek, tears in her eyes. You weren't planning to use it for business at all, were you? Dad stood frozen, the truth finally cracking his blind faith. You said you needed it for deliveries. Oh, it gets better, Adrian added, pulling out more papers. We did some digging. The bad business partners in Florida? They don't exist. But the insurance claims from mysterious equipment failures do. Just like that restaurant fire with Uncle Patrick's investment. Derek's mask finally cracked. You stuck up little... He lunged forward, but Uncle Patrick caught his arm. Enough, Uncle Patrick's voice boomed. All these years defending you, believing in you. He turned to me. Keaton, I'm so sorry. We should have seen it. Dad stepped forward, looking years older. Son, I was so wrong. I let him manipulate me into betraying not just you, but Dad's memory, too. The truck stays where it is, Aunt Melissa declared, glaring at her son. And Derek? We're going to have a long talk about those insurance claims. Derek fled, but it didn't matter. By evening, his past caught up with him. The insurance investigators had been waiting for just one more piece of evidence. Later that night, Dad and I sat in the garage, looking at the truck in silence. Finally, he spoke. Your grandfather would be proud, you know, not just of how you protected his legacy, but of the man you've become. I handed him a wrench. There's a timing belt that needs adjusting. Want to learn? His eyes welled up as he took the tool. I'd like that. The garage filled with the familiar sounds of work and healing. Above us, the old photos watched. Grandpa's face seemed to smile a little brighter now. Sometimes justice doesn't roar like a perfectly tuned engine. Sometimes it purrs, slow and steady, just like this old truck that found its way home. What would you do if a family member betrayed your trust and stole something irreplaceable? Would you expose them immediately or gather evidence first like Keaton did? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. If you enjoyed this story of justice and family betrayal, don't forget to hit like and subscribe for more compelling real-life stories. Your support helps this channel grow.